tell me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. I got soul and I'm super bad. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I deal. Nice. I wanna try myself a few. I got soul and I'm super bad. I'm love. I love to do my thing. And I don't need no one else. Sometimes I feel so nice. Good God. I jump back. I wanna kiss myself.
Now, people in white know I'm giving names on faces, but you never know. Thank you. character.
Age Before Beauty. What?
Horace and Jasper.
Live on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Here on the radio.
Unforgettable.
Dear alma mater.
Okay.
Jasper, I don't think any of this is ever going to reach Earth.
What are you talking about?
Well, as we all know, the last time, about 2 months ago, that we ended our last broadcast, we were being sent to Mars, the planet.
And what is our opinion of Mars, the planet?
Well, so far it's a barren wasteland that's very dusty and old.
Like my old bureau.
Very nice. Anyway, I don't think this is a mission that WMFO wanted us to attend. I think they were trying to get rid of us, so... Beep, 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 beep. Oh?
Horace, do you hear that?
I did. What is that? Is my hearing aid malfunctioning again?
Oh, I don't know about that, but what I do know is we're getting a foreign transmission.
Oh, well, I'll pipe it in right now. Let's see here. Okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, I think I hear. It sounds like some old music.
Could it be?
Fats Domino?
I'm hoping, hear the knee and I'm talking. By you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side. For you pretty baby, I'll even die. I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking. But you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me.
Reminds me of home, which is so far away.
That it is. That was a long trip, Jasper, wasn't it?
It was. Can you imagine if Fats Domino had walked all the way to Mars, where we currently are?
I can't, but if he did, I would imagine he would be the most rockin', rootin', tootin' slammer on the planet.
Exactly. He would be one funky Martian.
But he would be less fat because the gravity on Mars is less than the gravity on Earth. And what I remember from my one science class is that means we've all lost weight.
Oh, well, that was easy.
There you go. We don't need to read that PSA today.
Okay, well, I'll ignore the go out into Mars to lose weight PSA.
Very good. Well, I don't understand because we only have enough food for the next few weeks, but I think we'll manage to be okay.
Yeah, I suppose. I must say, I miss one food in particular.
Well, what might that be, Jasper?
Well, it would be nothing but Boston baked beans.
Oh, Boston baked beans. Well, you know what they always used to do to me.
Let's not talk about it.
That's not for radio.
But, I do know they're good for your heart.
That they are. The more you eat them,
the more you have to jumpstart your car in the winter.
I miss my old Studebaker. I really do.
I miss driving things with wheels.
Yes, me too. My walker is not really useful up here. We don't do much walking.
Yeah. You know, I've lost my teeth on...
Go, oh, they're floating. Oh, there
that's,
you go.
That's
okay.
The sixth time. That's the sixth time.
As always, I also miss the company of the Medfordians and Somervilleites, and would always be so nice to us as we would walk through the streets. And if anyone back home is listening, you may call in, of course.
Oh,
the
number
has changed because we're on Mars.
Oh, yeah.
So the new number for the WMFOM, I'm adding the call letter for Mars, studio line is 855-915-9636.
Say that again in case it gets lost in the intergalactic.
855-915-9636.
Wonderful. You know what I thought I would miss, but is actually closer than we thought?
What's that, Jasper?
Our dear alma mater, Tufts University. And now you might be wondering why I'm saying that, but when we got to Mars, we expected to have to colonize the planet and set up our own campus, I guess you could say,
of
the university. But I don't know when we signed off on this, but the endowment apparently has already funded a satellite campus on Mars.
I blame... And also give credit to the great Anthony Monaco, he of President of Tufts University, who really knows how to manage an endowment and make good investments.
He sure does. Now...
Well, after that, I would hope that there are some students on Mars who... are listening to this broadcast who might be interested in what I consider the lost art of radio.
You know, I've heard that that it takes radio waves sometimes years, hundreds of years, to reach one planet to another. So it's possible that this broadcast we're doing now from Mars could take years to reach Earth.
Well, now that's an existential thought now, isn't it?
It sure is.
Well, thank you, dear listeners, for listening all this time. And I guess all there is to say is Mars is nice. You should come visit us every now and then.
Yes, and, well, it's feeling a little cold and lonely with this perpetual darkness that I live in. And no, it's not my cataracts. It is, in fact, my lived reality this far from the sun.
Yes. Well, I can't go outside much, because it's, for me, dangerous for my skin to absorb the UV rays of the sun, and, well, Mars is a cruel, cruel, windy place.
You know what? What one thing that I do like about Mars is that the pressure difference between inside the campus and outside in the atmosphere, if you can even call it that, is that it tightens up my loose skin, so all of my wrinkles just... zip up away.
That's what that sound is.
Yes, every time.
I can sleep at night now.
And it helps with the weight loss. Just sucks everything in.
Wonderful. Well, how about we play another song, and well, maybe after that we'll have ventured out and found some people on this desolate place. Or not.
Time will tell.
Lovely.
Darling, you send me darling, you send me honest, you do, honest, you do, honest, you do.
First, I thought it was him. infatuation. But ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa.
Going on.
So whenever I'm with you, I know when I'm near you. Honest you do, honest you do. Whoa, and oh,
we unfortunately have to interrupt this song for an important message from a caller. Who will now identify themselves? Go ahead, sir.
This is Commander James Knowles of NASA Mars Mission.
Commander James Knowles of NASA Mars? Well, what is going on? I'm getting feedback on the mic.
Well, I just wanted to check in.
Over. I've always wanted to say that. What is going on?
What's going on? That's exactly why I wanted to call you. We chose you, Harris and Jess, because you're the two most experienced adventurers that were willing to go to Mars. And so I just wanted to do a little check-in to make sure you're getting along well, and to make sure we set up the specially sized bed for you, and we had all the accommodations you requested. We know, you know, you're getting on in age, and you're used to your comforts in Medford, so we wanted to make sure that you were doing okay.
Oh, Captain, my Captain, we are. It is so nice to hear your voice. Everything is spick and span and all cozy here in our bedroom capsule.
Over.
Roger that.
And roger that, Chester. It's so nice to hear your voice after all this time back. After all this time gone, it's amazing. You're finally back. And on Mars, no less. I consider this a great success. And Horace, how are you?
Excuse me?
He said, how are you?
Oh, but I'm fine. My gout is acting up again. My toes are a little squished and my spirits are high as a kite. So I appreciate the check-in, Commander. We were here thinking we were talking to ourselves, and it's so lovely to know that our transmission has made it to Earth.
No, it takes a while. I think it takes about 7 minutes for it to get to Earth, which is very surprising because I don't know how we're having a coherent conversation at this very moment. But I'm not going to question things. You know, I trust our scientists have worked something out. And here we are.
Mm. Yes, here we are. Well, Captain, we must get back to tending to the control board, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I know all the controls. You know, there's a bunch of buttons and, and phones and doodads and knickknacks. And they're all important. So, yeah, you can go back to the net.
Well, Captain, would you like to request a song before we go?
Oh, I would never. I would never.
Oh.
How could I?
Okay.
You can't put me on this. I've never listened to a bit of music in my life as good as the things you play on your own volition. But if you haven't played the alma mater, you must.
We could play it again.
Oh, I would love that.
Your wish, Commander, is our command, Commander.
Very nice.
You got a laugh out of the Captain.
Don't tell the president.
Is the president on the line? Well, he or she can call us. We have been very... Oh! It looks like we're getting another call, Commander. Hang on. I may answer this call. Hello, Age Before Beauty from Mars.
Yes, this is the president. I heard that there was some laughter on this call.
What are you talking about?
It's me, Hillary Clinton. How dare you laugh?
Hillary Clinton is the president on Earth? We leave for 2 years?
We've been away for so long, and we have a new president?
And a woman president.
Well, Madam President, it's an honor to have you call in to our radio show, our humble, humble radio show.
I am beside myself, which is a thing you can actually do in Mars.
It's true.
Not on Earth.
One person to person.
Hillary. Oh, sorry. Madam President.
Madam President in Chief.
Madam President in Chief, who did you run against? I'm really curious about Earth politics in the 2 years since I've been gone. Was it John McCain? Was it Mitt Romney?
Or it must have been Jeb Bush, of course.
Or Charlie Baker? Or another established Republican in Congress?
Anthony Monaco?
You would think so. But it was, in fact, a reality host. Have you seen Next Universal Model?
No.
Commander, have you seen that show? Oh,
I'm
no.
Sorry.
Is he...
Commander!
You answer me when I ask you a question.
Madam President, with all due respect, cut to the chase.
Donald Joseph Trump.
Donald Joseph Trump?
That's
we
right.
We left Earth to experience the most crazy adventure of our lives, but you're telling us we didn't have to leave at all?
No, sirs.
This is a true travesty. I don't really know how I would have voted had I been on Earth. I think I would have been I think I would have been too confused by the process.
Wait.
They had levers back in your day, right?
They did. Pardon me again, Madam President. Aren't there more pressing world issues? Shouldn't you be on a conference call with Vladimir Putin or Angela Merkel
or Alex Trebek?
Alex Trebek.
And if I may, Madam President, you did specifically defund this mission, calling it frivolous and wasteful.
Yes, but then the teens kept saying that I had to be cooler, so I hopped on this radio program for teenage youths. This seemed to be very popular among them in the group testings.
Wait, Madam President, Chief, it seems like you did not...
President in Chief,
it seems
just
like...
Just say it, President in Chief. It's not oatmeal.
I can digest oatmeal, but I can't digest the fact that you are calling into our radio show. What an honor.
This is a real honor.
Truly.
For you.
I would have voted for you, Madam President. Chief.
President in Chief.
So are you like Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Except more powerful.
What do you eat for breakfast?
I brought up oatmeal before, so I feel like I should come up with something different, but it's true.
You can be... Oh.
Well, you defunded our mission, so does that mean that the food and supplies that were supposed to be here are not coming?
No, there's no more supplies coming.
I have a question. So, you of course, are a familiar, an alumnus of elite universities like
our dear alma mater, Tufts University.
And I wanted to know, we're part of a very special steering committee, a charter, so to speak.
Yes.
What kinds of advice could you give to help establish our new Tufts colony on Mars?
Well, the first thing you do when trying to establish an economy is to support the local dictator.
Oh, you're an economist, aren't you, Horace?
I did. I studied economics at Tufts University. So, Madam President, if I may interrupt you, I think I know a little more on this issue than you.
President in Chief.
Oh, sure, whatever your title is. But please, do go ahead. But I know something about economies, so to speak.
Granted. The first thing you need to do is find, a local warlord or some sort of potential person who can really implement democracy and implement it hard. Have you found any such person on Mars?
Only me and Jasper so far. It's been pretty isolated here. But, there is one person, who we did find. Oh, there's a knock on our shuttle door. Let me go open the airlock.
Hi, I'd like to give you a pamphlet on the saving power of Marshy.
Marshy?
Marshy, well, Marshy, Marshy.
Do come in. It is cold out there, I know, but...
It is quite cold. Thank you.
We're on the phone with Hillary Clinton, who is the...
Hello.
The president of the United States and also commander...
James Knowles, Commander James,
James
Knowles.
James Knowles.
First Division, 2nd Unit, Mars Mission, Jasper.
Oh boy, well, these sound like very important people, very important people indeed. Although, I couldn't help but see that you were new in the neighborhood.
We've been here for 2 years, yes. We are very new in the neighborhood.
You know us Martians, we are not very sharp on getting our, you know, neighborly neighborness in order.
You're a Martian, Madam President. Are you aware this is the first time terrestrians have interacted with an extraterrestrial being and you defunded our radio show?
Sorry, that's a very big question, but I want to interrupt this message because, well, we had someone come in with a pamphlet which reminded me that we're 4 past the half hour, which means that we're late for PSA o'clock.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. My favorite time of day.
All right, well, because we can establish the rules on this new planet, I'm going to introduce democracy, which is very successful and foolproof.
And good.
So I'd like to give you the choice. We've got the West Somerville Neighborhood Association Welcome Back Students Public Service Announcement, or, you know, to remind us of home, or... Ladder safety. PSA.
I personally cast my vote for safety ladders. You can never have too many safety ladders in your collection of ladders.
Well, true to democracy, James Knowles, Commander James Knowles, who's very powerful, has more votes than all of us. So, I would like to say ladder safety PSA is the winner.
Okay, take it away, Jasper.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet. Or waiting in the basement. No, it's not sharp, or toxic, or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Now, what do you guys think it is? What do you think it is? We have our second in command. What do you think?
A bicycle.
No. That was the first time I've ever heard her speak.
She's a salty character, no doubt, but bicycle is not correct. Any other guesses?
I think it's a turkey baster.
Turkey baster. Oh, nope. Not a turkey baster. Come on.
A beanbag chair.
Oh. Yeah. Did someone let a Martian in?
Marshy?
Beep, whoa,
Marshy,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Marshy.
No, it's not a
bean... This is my sister, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Oh. Not a beanbag chair. That would be hard on my back. It is, in fact, a ladder.
Madam President.
Did you say a bladder?
Yes.
Anywho, using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier.
Does it say how to use it properly?
We're getting there. Ask any... of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year. Alone.
34 of the Clinton murders were reportedly ladder accidents.
That's alarming. But I'm more surprised that you could fall off your ladder right into a trauma center. That seems like a best case scenario.
How? I didn't know so many people were using ladders in trauma centers.
There's your problem.
Madam President, what are you going to do about this epidemic?
I'm going to take all the ladders out of trauma centers.
Second in command, what do you think we should do about this problem?
Well,
good, okay, yes. Well, let's see what they said. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org. That's O-R-G, like organ, or organic, /ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFOM in Medford, Tufts, Mars Community Radio.
Oh.
I just want to thank you for just spreading that urgent message to the general public. It is an absolute sham and a travesty that President Clinton has just defunded all of the funding from your mission and given it to such various charities as the Ladder Fund. I cannot express my disappointment highly enough. Dave Zolf.
Duly noted, Commander. I gave all the money to different ladder organizations. There's several across the nation. Ladders Are Us. Ladders Are Our Leaders. Ladders for Change. Up, Up, and Away. Ladders for Youths. These are all great organizations that I support wholeheartedly.
How much money did they donate to your campaigns?
I will not disclose this information at that time. I don't think it's relevant. But I do think ladders are one of the main ways which we can reach and then break through the literal glass ceilings in our lives.
I also personally view them as a way to lift people up step by step through the processes of achieving the American dream.
Do you lift people up with a ladder?
No.
Do you lift people up with a ladder?
On Mars you can, because on Mars we're all strong. That's what I've discovered on this planet.
Commander, you were saying?
I have a song about ladders, if we would like to hear it. I feel like this is the only time I'm ever going to be able to play this song. And it's something I've wanted to do for a long time.
Commander, would you like to give one last over and out transmission before we cut to a song?
I'm concerned about your health. You seem to be underweight based on your previous transmission. Therefore, I'm sending you a bucket of mashed potatoes, 35 onion rings, and a nice hot chocolate. You're welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Commander.
That's really sweet and savory of you.
Well, only the best for you, Jasper. That's the last food you'll be getting for the next millennium.
Okay, that sounds nice.
I would like to have our second-in-command introduce this song. I know it's one of her favorites.
Where is second-in-command? Oh, there she is.
The Bible songs.
Ooh.
You know, I need you to read the title first.
Jacob's Ladder.
Good, good.
Popular.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We're working on it. Here we go.
Over and out, Commander. bit of dead air never hurt anybody.
This is a new ladder song.
Gonna lose what you love the most. You're not alone in anything. You're not unique and dying. I feel strange every now and then. Fall asleep reading science fiction. I wanna fly in your summer ship. My mama hanging, my sister sit. It's on now. The days are long now. The ups and the sundowns and the twisting mind. If I gotta go first, I'll do it on my terms. I'm tired of traitors always changing. You'll be there when the next one's made. Kiss the feet of a charlatan. Some imagine freedom. All the rest is predictable. Trying your hardest to melt the snow. Tie the knots to concentrate. Keep on pulling that rope will break.
Okay, wow. Well, it's been a real treat to hear those guys back on the radio. They just kind of hopped in and they asked me, you know, the program director, can we be on the radio? And I said, I would be, what's the word I'm looking for? I would be remiss, there it is, remiss if I did not let them on the air. So I hope all you listeners at home on in your living rooms or in your cars enjoyed that little tasty morsel. But now, since it is homecoming weekend, we have a very special alumni hour roundtable discussion. Can we go around and introduce ourselves? In the studio today, we have to my left.
I'm Fausto Carmoni.
And Fausto Carmoni, what year did you graduate and what did you study?
Fausto Carmoni graduated in 2002.
Wow, okay, so you're, what is this now? This is your 14th, going on 15th year out of Tufts University.
That is correct.
And what did you study, Fausto?
Fausto studied arts and crafts.
I'm sorry, I have some ants in my pants, which is making me laugh, but it's diagnosed and it's being treated. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do remember the arts and crafts building.
Yes. It has since been defunct. And that is why I am here in this discussion to ask for
sure.
The reintegration of the arts and crafts building and major at Tufts. That is all.
Yes, sure. I hope we can touch upon that in our discussion. All right, well, to Fausto's left, please introduce yourself and don't be shy.
Hi, I'm Brady Scotchendale.
Brady Scotchendale, pleasure to have you on the air.
Great to be here. Great.
That's great that you feel so great about this. And what year did you graduate and what did you study?
I graduated in 2012.
Okay.
Great. And majored in home economics.
Home economics?
Yeah. Wow. It was a concentration of the economics department at the time.
That's excellent. Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the air.
Thanks.
All right, let's pass it along.
Hi, this is Melanie Duth.
Miss Duth, I've heard so much about you. It's a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
I mean, I've been reading about you for a while. I can't tell, where are you at these days? What's the publication?
It's kind of like a vlog, but without video.
That's progressive. So how does that work?
It's kind of like this, but if you turn the sound down.
Wow. Okay. And what year did you graduate? I'm sorry.
2002.
So you are a classmate of Fausto.
Hello, Melanie.
We have a long past, and we're not speaking.
It has been a while.
Oh, great. I said, you didn't do any research on these people? Great. Okay. To your left, please introduce yourself, sir.
Hey, this is Chad Stanton from class of 1905.
Tad.
What?
Chad.
I'm sorry, Chad. It's
Chad
Mr.
Stanton.
I'm sorry, this is not a laughing matter. Statham?
Stantham.
Stantham. Mr. Stantham. Pleasure to have you on the air.
Hey, it's great to be back. It's been such a long time, man. It's really, really cool to be here.
You look great for being, what would that make you? So you were 22 in 1902, and now it's 98 years to 22. That's 120. You're 136 years old?
On a good day, yeah. Oh, it's great to be back. Man, the campus hasn't changed a bit.
Wow. And what did you study, Mr. Stantham?
Oh, I studied just general studies, which used to be the only course you could take here. It was one course, one building. It was West Hall, was the westernmost part of campus, and the only building.
I thought you said the campus didn't change at all. Sounds changed a lot.
Well, the campus is just still that one building, and everything else is like...
Like I said, I'm always listening, but the sound is down.
The campus changed because there's no more arts and crafts building.
They didn't have arts and crafts when I was there. Is that...
They
don't have it now either, so it didn't change. It's the same.
Great, Mr. Stantham. We'll touch upon this in just a moment. I want to introduce
Stantham.
Mr. Stantham.
The soft teeth. Stantham.
Stantham.
Okay, that's closer. It's great to be here. Gosh. Oh, those young students. Boy, 2002.
Great. All right.
I graduated in 2012.
Oh, boy. That year just happened.
And our final guest this evening, please introduce yourself.
Hey, hello. I'm actually not an alumni of Tufts. I am a faculty member.
That's exciting. All right, a little dynamic quality to this round table. And what is your area of study? And your name. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Well, as I said, I'm a faculty member. I'm not a teacher. I'm a dean of student affairs. I'm Mickey Toogood.
Mickey Toogood. Interesting.
Mr. Toogood, it's a... If that is your real name, it's a pleasure to have you with us this
evening.
You're
the youngest one here. You look like a baby.
You know, I'm a too good. Too good's always too good, you know?
All right. Well, it's great to have you representing your illustrious family this evening, this cold, wet evening on the Tufts campus. Mm-hmm. So again, we've got Fausto Carmino.
Just call me Fausto.
Fausto. Brady Scotchendale. Melanie Duth, Chad
Melanie.
Stantham, and a faculty member, Mickey Toogood, and I'm your host, Carter Boverford, not to be confused with Carter Beauford of Dave Matthews Band, which I do enjoy immensely.
It's a great band, great, great band.
Have you seen them before?
Yeah, 6 times.
Wow.
Seven if you count the time in Vegas.
They played Tough Spring Fling in 2001.
That's a really exciting fact. So, if that's true, I would love to see some footage of that, me being the big Matthews head that I am. But enough about me, your host, Carter Boverford. I would like to kick off the conversation talking about your time at Tufts and how you feel like, or what the quintessential Tufts experience was to you. Let's start with you, Brady Scotchadale, the most recent graduate. I think your insight would be the closest to today.
Yeah, I totally get that. I would say my most quintessential Tufts experience was, so I cooked a lot, and I banged out a rad souffle, like, I don't know, like my senior fall. And it was cheesy, and it was like full of greens and just the fluffiest. And I think it was like, I said, like, it's a fluffy, tough souffle. And I had all my friends try it, and, you know, had my fave professor try it. And I basically, like, that was a, I don't know if it was unique to Tufts, but it was like cool.
That's great. So that was your quintessential Tufts. That is the quintessential Tufts experience.
Yeah, like everybody should at least make one souffle while they're on this campus. Because honestly, the hill atmosphere, it's just the right amount above sea level to get that perfect poof to your soup. A little bit of air in there.
I'm sorry, the perfect what? Oh, okay, great.
Because you don't want to have any, you know what I mean? That's just... It's not.
Great.
It's
little, yeah. Sure.
Great. 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 I'm sorry. I choked up. I haven't made anything as excellent as my souffle since I've been out of school. So.
Yes, that the hill air really is something special.
Yeah.
Now feel free to chime in, all members of this roundtable. I'm the facilitator, not the director. So let's see, Fausto.
Yes.
What does the phrase quintessential Tufts experience mean to you?
Well, the phrase quintessential Tufts experience means to Fausto being in the arts and crafts building until late at night, painting all of my paintings that you may see hanging around Tufts University. But my favorite moment was painting the canyon with glitter paint.
That sounds really radiant. And what color did you paint it?
The same color I painted my body, gold.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. I didn't want to mention anything, but...
Yes, it was about time.
You have a very specific, I'm not going to name it, but a very specific shimmer to your skin tone. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I tried to develop my own beauty product line after I left Tufts University, after I found out that an arts and crafts degree is not what it used to be. And unfortunately, the glitter body paint that I tried to develop is more permanent than I thought it would be. And so what you are seeing is the glitter in my pores.
Dedication to your craft. Man, I just wish I could be a giant souffle to equal your passion.
Well, I think cooking and painting are very similar arts. So Fausto commends you for coming back and giving it another shot.
Thanks. Thanks, man.
So maybe I'll turn it over to Mickey. Or sorry, Mr. Too Good.
Thanks.
So there's no... Sorry, you're going to have to speak into the microphone. There's no longer a... there's no longer an arts and crafts degree, and I was wondering if you could speak to why Tufts has decided to go in a different direction academically.
What's it to you?
Well, it's not a whole lot to me, but it's a whole lot to Fausto.
Why isn't it anything to you?
Well, I was born without thumbs.
It has been revealed.
Look at me!
You're disgusting.
Even your throw-up is beautiful.
The glitter.
I've never been able to affirm or deny anything with just hand gestures.
So I have a question for you. When you raise your ring finger, does that become your middle finger?
I don't know. And it's been so hard. Because it's hard to lift just your ring finger.
Well, that answers the question.
When you try to say okay, people just think it's a claw.
I've never been okay.
Dude, you okay?
I'm gonna be fine.
You're gonna be okay.
Is there a symbol can for fine play, that you can do?
Can we play Ants Marching, please?
I'll...
No, crash into me. Crash into me. Off their 1997 album,
it's like
Crash.
Souffle crashing down.
Yeah.
Man, just like it used to be.
So,
you want to play it right now? I don't know why I said that. You're at the controls.
I do want to play it right now.
Every time he speaks.
You lost for you.